Hello, my name is Dan Ringelstein. I am the director in charge of the city design practice here at Skidmore, Owings & Merrill in London. I've been with Skidmore for 25 years, first starting in the Chicago office, and then more recently moved to London, and I've been here now for 15 years. And through the course of that period, I've been working in and around Canary Wharf throughout my career. Yeah, I think it's an interesting historical point that a lot of the work done at Canary Wharf has been done through North American architects, Americans and Canadians alike. It's probably due to the fact that the main developer at the time, Olympian York, was from Canada and had worked on Lower Manhattan, World Trade Center Lower Manhattan, with a series of American architects. We also had a direct relationship with that client at the time in Chicago and other projects in downtown Chicago and in New York. So it's only normal that people through relationships sort of take hold of the people that they've known can deliver the projects that these bigger, particularly North American banks, were looking for, but also helping the European banks sort of transform into the next international banking, to the likes of Credit Suisse and others. It was sort of time when London was potentially losing its role as a European banking headquarters to Frankfurt. So it was under the Thatcher government and other entrepreneurs at the time that saw an opportunity out of the Isle of Dogs to create a new center that could support the larger banking floors, the larger building types that these institutions really needed, that were difficult at the time to integrate into the City of London because of the historical context and because of really tight constraints on development at the time, which since then has really sort of lifted, or not completely lifted, but it's been a bit more, been a better dialogue now how to integrate bigger contemporary buildings in the historic context, but at the time that wasn't the case at all. At the time, obviously, the Isle of Dogs and the entire Docklands was under transformation. It was one of the poorest areas in London, similar to maybe what the Lee Valley is was before the Olympics. So obviously, the London Docklands Development Corporation was set up to really create urban regeneration and to really enliven and redevelop the Dockland areas as the docks moved further out to Tilbury in the mid-70s. So it was a derelict place. It had been fraught by damage from the war. It was a place of poverty and social inequity. But it was a place of great opportunity because it was a piece of large open land that you could do such a large district.